You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline podcast. We've been getting more and more listeners as we've gone forward, and we appreciate you tuning in. Let's jump into this episode with John Pettit and our trending articles from CUinsight.com.
I'm John Pettit, and these are my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled, "Your Auto Loan Charge-Offs Are Hiding a Fraud Problem Collections Will Never Fix," from Cyanaptics' Eric Steinhoff. This isn't just borrowers falling behind. It's fraud hiding in the numbers. Synthetic identities are being built to look like ideal, even super prime members, getting approved and then disappearing once the loan is funded. From the outside, it looks like normal delinquency, but it's not. And when credit unions treat it like credit loss instead of fraud, it throws off everything from risk models to strategy, all based on borrowers who were never real to begin with. Number two this week is The Big Three: What Credit Unions Are Asking About AI and Lending and How to Get It Right, from MeridianLink's Richard Scheig. AI isn't a should we anymore. It's already here. The real difference is whether credit unions are using it with purpose or just layering it on. Done right, it sharpens decisioning, removes friction from clunky processes, and frees up staff to spend more time with members, not less. It can also open the door to more inclusive lending and more personalized experiences. But the gap right now is execution. Plenty are experimenting, not many are fully integrating it into how they operate day to day. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Here's a look at a few upcoming opportunities to learn, connect, and grow. First up, Origins Lending Tech Live is happening June 2nd through 4th in California. This event is about the future of lending, exploring how AI, embedded finance, and next-gen strategies help credit unions drive efficiency, strengthen member relationships, and unlock new growth opportunities. Also beginning June 2nd is the Credit Union Facilitator Certification School from America's Credit Unions, which runs virtually through June 10th. It's built for training managers, HR professionals, and anyone looking to strengthen how they lead meetings and group discussions. And just a quick reminder, we also have the CU Insight June Mastery Course coming up, which is all about strengthening your leadership influence and will be presented by On the Mark Strategies. For more information on these and other industry events, be sure to visit CUinsight.com/featured-events.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Filene Research Institute strengthens organizations through innovative research and incubation to improve consumer financial well-being. As an independent cooperative finance think tank, Filene's membership network connects a community of leaders and bright minds to change lives through innovation, truth, and cooperation. In addition to delivering cutting-edge, actionable academic research, Filene also provides incubators to test and scale solutions, events to spark organizations into action, and advisory services to help accelerate and implement innovation. For more information, visit filene.org. MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver.
From April 27th through the 30th, I was in Orlando, Florida for the NACUSO Reimagine Conference. Following that conference, I had an opportunity to talk with Nacuso President and CEO, Randy Selzer, about the event and what's forthcoming for Nacuso. Here's that conversation. Randy, Reimagine 2026 just wrapped up. It was Nacuso's 40th anniversary year. It was your first year as the CEO. How are you feeling coming out of it?
You know, I feel energized as much as anything. You know, 40 years is super powerful, of course, but I feel more momentum than nostalgia, right? Like the people in that room are so passionate about credit unions and the model of credit unions, and CUSOs are like the purest expression of that collaborative model. So it just really reinforced that CUSOs aren't just relevant. They're essential to how credit unions compete going forward. And I love the energy of everyone. It just felt like there was a different buzz in the room. You know, everybody's kind of getting back to the norm of seeing people at conferences and interacting and engaging with each other. Like, as much as you know, and I know from many years in this industry, you can build the best curriculum. You think it's incredible, it's great, but the most valuable part is people talking to people and saying, hey, how did you do this? How did you figure out this way to figure out some type of core or whatever it is? So I love the energy, and if anything, I feel energized.
Yeah, I was impressed with the amount of just conversation and dialogue that was not just greeting people and saying hello. There was in-depth conversation taking place all around, whether it was in the exhibit hall, following the sessions. You used the word buzz. I agree. I think there was a great buzz at the event. And, you know, a lot of that was around AI. That was clearly a dominant theme at Reimagine. So what's your message to credit unions and CUSO leaders who are still trying to figure out where to start with AI?
Yeah, that's a great question. And what do they say? I'll just use Trent's words. Our keynote speaker is start now, you know, and don't make it an IT project, right? Like he said it best. It was great. He said, AI is a leadership initiative and your team's already using it. So bringing it into the open with use cases around efficiency or member interaction or anything that really improves the credit union, bring it into the open, you know, set guardrails around PII, right? That's super essential, but make it part of your culture. You know, CUSOs are perfectly built to help credit unions do this collaboratively at scale. So you don't have to figure it out alone, but it's very, very clear from all the discussion of the attendees and some of the keynotes that AI is here and it's going to shape the future of our industry.
Yeah. And all of your, I thought the content and curriculum all the way across the board was really strong. Trent Gillespie, you just mentioned, I thought he was fantastic. I'm now following him on LinkedIn. And
Same.
So, really, really great. Not just AI, but AI was a theme and the content across the board was really strong. So now you're looking ahead as the CEO of Nacuso. What does success look like for the organization and the CUSO movement over the next few years?
Sure. So, you know, I think about this a lot, but success is easy to say, harder to execute. So it's probably for Nacuso, it's probably relevance at scale. More collaboration, more investment, more intentional investment, and more CUSOs, you know, solving these real industry problems together, working to mold the regulatory environment, particularly around, you know, increasing the 1% investment capital rule. That enables credit unions to innovate and build together rather than holding them back, you know. So success on that means, you know, evolving that rule so innovation can keep pace. And so if we do this right, CUSOs won't just support the industry. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, they'll help define its future. So for me, that's what success looks like: more collaboration, more education, more innovation, and more advocacy work for the next 40 years, right?
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to join me for the CU Insight Trendline podcast, Randy. And I just, again, want to congratulate you on an outstanding event. And going forward, much success to you, my friend, and wishing the best for you individually as well as Nacuso.
Yeah, likewise. And thank you for being there. And thanks for all you guys do for this industry, because the messaging matters.
You bet. Thanks, Randy.
All right.
For more information on Nacuso resources, membership, events, advocacy, and more, visit nacuso.org. That's NACUSO.org. And now, before our number one trending article, we'd like to feature one of our CU Insight collaborators and a recent article. Here's Robbie Young, CU Insight's Vice President of Strategic Growth, to share that piece.
Older adults are being targeted by financial scams at an alarming rate, and credit unions are often the first line of defense. In a new article from our collaborator, Defense Credit Union Council, they break down why protecting seniors from fraud requires more than just fraud alerts. It takes education, empathy, and a proactive strategy from financial institutions that truly know their members. This piece explores how scams are evolving, why seniors remain especially vulnerable, and what credit unions can do right now to help safeguard their communities. Head over to CUinsight.com on our DCUC collaborator page to read the full article, Protecting Seniors from Financial Fraud, a Growing Imperative.
Thank you, Robbie, and thank you to DCUC. John, what do we have for our number one trending article?
My number one article trending on CU Insight is 85% of Gen Z avoid financial decisions due to confusing language, from Zogo's Peyton Moore. Gen Z isn't avoiding financial decisions. They're getting stuck on them. When the language feels confusing or overly complex, they just walk away, even when they're ready to move forward. It's not an access problem. It's a communication problem happening right at the decision point. Credit unions that make things clearer, more conversational, and easier to follow have a real opportunity here, because when people understand what they're doing, they're far more likely to take that next step. I recently asked Peyton, what's one specific change a credit union could make right now on a website, form, or product page that would immediately simplify communication and measurably improve follow-through from Gen Z?
One thing credit unions can do right now is embedding education directly into their product and service pages. If you advertise things like home loans or auto loans without any explanation into how they actually affect members and what that means for them and their finances, you're assuming they've done the research on their own. Unfortunately for Gen Z, many don't know where to start in their financial education. So it's important to meet them where they are, offering education right there when they need it the most. And when you do that, they'll be more informed, more confident, and trust your credit union more.
Thanks so much, Peyton. That's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Greg, back to you.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all who tuned in for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. If you liked what you've heard on this episode, please take a moment to like and share this podcast with a colleague. And be sure to visit the podcast section of CUinsight.com for more episodes from us, along with featured podcasts from other industry leaders. The team and I will be back next time with more trending updates to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Until then, we'll keep tracking the trend.